Okay, so we are talking Texas football with Red McCombs at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. As we look ahead to the upcoming, the 2014 season with head coach Charlie Strong, what do you see are some of the major challenges that he does face? Because obviously, Texas football, there are very high expectations, and they want immediate results.
Well, there should be high expectations. We've earned the right to expect high expectations, and I think that Charlie has great opportunity to do very well. And of course, I wish him nothing but the very best, and I'll do everything that I can to see that that he does have every opportunity. My issue was with Coach. It was with the process that the president and the AD used, and it was not what they had told me they were going to do. So I didn't expect them to do otherwise, but they did. That's an old story. It's over. As far as supporting Coach, I've always supported the coaches, they have a tough job to do. The great opportunity is out there, but the whole world is watching every move they make, and it's a tough spot to be in, and it takes a lot of talent and a lot of courage to be a great coach.
It does take a lot of courage.
I think Charlie has all that. Mm-hmm. I think he can get there.
Well, some of my takeaways from his press conference, I love some of the things that he had to share. You know, he wants to build a program built on accountability and responsibility. You know, he said all the right things. You know, the family atmosphere. Also, the fact, I know this is close to your heart with the support that you've shown for the women's softball program, but he wants to embrace all programs, all athletics, and his daughters, I guess, are going to play volleyball at the University of Texas.
Well, if we could get you to come out of retirement and forget that basketball and but that volleyball around, we had a better shot.
Hey, I was an All-Stater, okay, back in the day. Well, listen, let's move ahead here. One of the questions I definitely want to talk to you about, you're obviously very close, a big supporter of Mack Brown. What did you appreciate, Red, the most about him and his contributions with the program and his time at the University of Texas? And how is Mack doing?
Well, number one, Mack gave the most that any person can give. He gave total commitment. And he was available at all times to visit the players, visit families of the players, and not just current players, players that had played in the past that were ill or having problems or whatever. Mack is, on a scale of 10, Mack is an 11 in every sense of the word. Anyone who would have the privilege of being around him would be a better person from having been around him.
Well, he certainly has very high praise for you, and we're running short on time, but I want to transition and move ahead. The countdown is on for Super Bowl 48, and you have said that the top of the mountain is ownership in the National Football League. Denver, of course, is in the title game. I was doing my research, always doing my homework, Red, and back in 61, you actually gave serious thought to buying into the AFL and the Denver Broncos, and you wanted to relocate them to San Antonio.
In the worst way, I did. I had a partner in the deal, and the partner decided at the last minute not to go forward. I didn't have the resources to do it myself, and as we look back on like what might have been, that's just one of those might have beens. But I like the Broncos. I like their organization. I like their team. I think they will win the Super Bowl. I'm certainly pulling for them.
Was it always a priority for you to make a bid for an NFL franchise to be in San Antonio and to be a part of that great city?
Yes, it still is.
Red McCombs with us a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I have to ask you, since we're kind of reliving some memories there, talk about your relationship with Lamar Hunt, obviously the founding father of the AFL, former owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. He actually helped arrange a meeting with you with the commissioner of Pete Rozelle, the NFL commissioner at that time. You flew to New York to meet with him to get, you know, his thoughts on expansion, to be able to make that a reality, to get an NFL team into San Antonio.
Well, Lamar Hunt was one of those people that we all would like to emulate. I would like to live my life in the way that Lamar lived his. He's a very humble man, a brilliant man, a very committed man, and it would just would have been a great asset for any community to have had Lamar Hunt there. And without Lamar Hunt and Bud, his partner over in Houston, and Lamar, I don't know what we could ask any more from Lamar than what he did, but he left two sons running the organization. They're very much like their father, with their own added interest thrown in, and I think they're doing a great job.
We only have time for about just a couple more questions. At Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the great Red McCombs is joining us this weekend. You know, as we relive some of those memories, in 92, of course, the NFL announced it would add two expansion teams to begin play in 93. That took place with Jacksonville and with the Carolina Panthers. But I'm sure there was some disappointment on your part because you had submitted, a formal application for San Antonio. Do you believe today everything is in place, for that city to have a successful NFL team?
Oh, without a doubt. We should have gotten the franchise that went to Jacksonville, but those people in Jacksonville probably think differently, and of course the commissioner thought differently, but I thought we had it lined up to where we could get it. I wish we had. We didn't. But there will be a day. San Antonio will support a team very well. We have a process here that we used with the Spurs that now is being used by most of the NBA clubs, even those in the biggest cities, and we're in the smallest city. But we have a process that will work. It has worked, and it'll work in football the same as it's worked for the Spurs. So, yes, it will happen. There will be an NFL team here. We just don't know when.
Well, 30 years, Red, you were in the hunt for an NFL team to be an owner, and so this unexpected opportunity took place in 96 with Minnesota. When did you really get serious about investigating the possibility of the Vikings, and what was it like when you did that bid of yours, for $250 million, I believe, that it finally went through?
Well, of course, I was delighted. I had been close, but no cigar more than once. This time we made it. The people in Minnesota, the 7 years I was there, were seven of the happiest years, not just for me, but for Charlene and my three daughters and my grandkids. It was a delight for us every step of the way. We couldn't seem to work the politics on a stadium. The people we sold it to now have accomplished that finally. And I know they'll do well, but it's a great community. They love their Vikings, and I was very proud to be their leader for 7 years.
Absolutely. The great Red McCombs has been joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and it has been an absolute delight to have you with us this weekend. Red, we wish you all the best, and the Campbell family, we look forward to seeing you in the month of March. You take care, okay, Red?
Love you all.
And a very special thank you to Red McCombs, Texas entrepreneur and philanthropist, a living legend. Had a wonderful conversation with him. We want to thank all of our guests tonight. Of course, Dan Reeves, former head coach of the Denver Broncos, the Giants, the Falcons, Jason Butt, sports writer and author, his new book, 100 Things Raven Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Daniel Brown, sports writer, he also has a book out, 100 Things 49er Fans Should Know and Do. And Jason Peter and Bill Ingram, as we were hooping it up, the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders. Remember, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at eradiosports.com and Twitter at eradiosports.